This is Hidden Mickey Guy, Steve Barrett, and you're listening to the Disney Nerds Podcast.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 173 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome to the show. This week's show, it was going to be a Sounds from the Park show, but a phone call I got this Thursday changed that just a little bit. We're going to start this week's show with a conversation with Lisa, who's down for the Disney racing events this weekend. I think she's down there for the Princess 5K, but we will find out for sure in a second. After that, we're going to do a couple rides in the parks. Now, I tell you what, I'm going to leave these a secret for now, and we're going to leave it up to you to figure out which ride it is. Our good friend Joe was down in the parks and got this great audio for us. But before we get to that, let's talk to Lisa. Hey Lisa, how's it going? Did you make it down there? What's the weather like?
Hello everybody. Today it is 77 degrees and sunny here at Walt Disney World.
Now I know you don't need a reason to go to Walt Disney World, but I think this trip you have one?
Angela and I are here for the Disney Princess Half Marathon weekend. We are not running the half marathon, but we are running the Princess 5K on Friday morning.
I know we've talked about this before. This isn't your first race, is it?
This is our third Run Disney event. This is our third in 4 years Princess 5K.
Since you've gone so many times, have you guys developed a routine?
And typically, we don't make a full week out of it, but we will fly down on Thursday, just like we did today, and check in to our resort. And then this trip, we're staying at Coronado Springs for the first time, and it is beautiful. After a quick rest, we typically head over to the ESPN Wide World of Sports. They provide specialty buses from all the resort bus stops. As soon as we get here, we walk in, we pick up our race bibs, we pick up our t-shirts, and then we head on over to the Expo, which is in the J Center at the ESPN Wild World of Sports.
I've heard about the Expos before, and it sounds like it's a pretty fun thing, but what goes on?
We typically peruse around, look at all the vendors, see what they have to offer. Sometimes we'll pick up a trinket or two. Most times we just sit back and enjoy everybody shopping and walking around.
So you got to Walt Disney World, checked in, got your racing credentials, went to the Expo. What else do you do on a first day for a run weekend?
That's typically what our pre-race day looks like. Later on this afternoon, we'll head on over to Disney Springs for dinner before heading back to the room for an early night. For those of you that have run any type of Run Disney event, you know that it is an early rise. You have to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning. You got to get up, you got to get dressed, get into your costume, and then get out to your bus stop so that way you can catch the bus over to Epcot in order to get into your corral for the start of the race.
So Lisa, how long have you been a runner? And do you have a strategy when you do a 5K like this?
I will tell you, I am by no means a runner, and you don't have to be a runner in order to enjoy the 5K. Most often, when we run our 5Ks, typically we do a jog-walk interval for the first mile, especially a Princess 5K. That first mile, it tends to be a little bit boring. It is the back road out of the parking lot and around the backside to where the employee entrance is. So that first mile is pretty boring. Just a couple of generator light stands to keep everything bright. You typically don't see a character until just before that first mile marker. So the first mile we'll jog and run and do a little walking. And then once we enter that backstage area of Epcot, this is where I slow it down and do a lot more of the walking to enjoy that backstage scenery. We typically stop, we catch a few characters that are popped up around World Showcase. Once we get to the other side of World Showcase, just past Canada, and are starting to head into Future World, that's when we start picking up our pace again. And go for a quick run just after Spaceship Earth. It is a quick jog to the finish line. I will say that these Run Disney events are always amazing. We try to do at least one a year. This year we might be lucky enough to catch two.
Before I cut you loose and let you get back to the Disney magic, do you have any advice for any of us beginners or people looking to start running?
If you have been on the fence about thinking or about doing a Run Disney event, I absolutely highly recommend it. And I challenge you to get out there. You'll be surprised. Don't think, even for a second, that you are not able or capable of running or walking or jogging a 5K. It's 3.1 miles and it seems like a lot, but you are distracted. Especially at Disney, you are distracted by backstage areas, by the World Showcase. There is not much more magical than watching that sunrise early in the morning as you are walking or jogging or running the World Showcase. It is beautiful. So I hope to see some Disney nerds out there on the course and, of course, in the parks this weekend.
Thanks for the call, Lisa. We really appreciate you taking time out of your trip to talk to us nerds. Now, before Lisa was done, she was able to record a couple minutes over at the Expo, and there's a couple really cool things to hear. So let's play that now.
Hi there, Disney nerds. We are just taking a quick walk through the Expo. I hope you enjoy. We've got the DJ going. We have so many vendors here. Lots of merchandise to purchase. There are so many people here. This event takes place at the ESPN Wide World of Sports at the Jay Center. It includes a myriad of vendors. Also includes picture opportunities. Some food and beverage. Again, I hope you're enjoying the walkthrough. It's just a lot of background noise, decent amount of vendors, a great DJ upstairs spinning some music, and a whole lot of people. Thank you. Just got myself a free go-go squeeze. That's a win.
Oh, yeah. I believe I had, like, Viking.
Looks like they're applying rock tape to some of the runners and athletes. Special event posters. You can get a shadow box for $220 and you can have your medal and the race poster and your bib. That's a lot of money. That's our DJ there giving us a quick update on Fit to Run. I just walked past Jeff Galloway giving some great advice. I use his training method to get ready for my races. All of them are available on the Run Disney website. And now we're going to head up to a picture opportunity for all you Beauty and the Beast fans, you can take a picture with the rose. So here is where I leave you so I can go get my picture taken. Hope everybody has a great day. I'll see you real soon.
Thanks again, Lisa. Okay, guys, now we're going to have our two attractions. So if you are listening with other people, play the game. Who can guess what the attraction is first? Here we go.
Probably gonna have to move all the way down, right? No.
Just plug it back in. Wow! extra. And don't touch my cat.
Room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, cherie, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre. Why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes.
Oh, up, I'm looking down, I'm working on my pain.
Thus far, a rather uninspiring thing.
Jesus Christ!
Amid the glitz and the glitter of bustling and movie town of the Hackers' golden age, the Hollywood Tower Hotel was a star in its own right, the beacon for the show business elite. Now, something is about to happen that will change all that. The time is now, on an evening very much the one we have just witnessed. Tonight's story of the Twilight Zone is somewhat unique and calls for a different kind of introduction. This, as you may recognize, is a maintenance service elevator, still in operation. We invite you, if you dare, to step aboard, because in tonight's episode, you are the star, and this elevator travels directly to the Twilight Zone.
What are you doing? One stormy night long ago, five people stepped into an elevator. That door is opening once again, this time.
So that's it for show number 173, guys. Thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with the show, send us an email at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. And you can also stop by our webpage, thedisneynerdspodcast.com. Well, that's it for this week. For Jimmy, Sam, Charlotte, Jen, and again, a special thanks to Lisa. This is Ed, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
To join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee, rest in